Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, August the 31st, 2025, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Nick, VK7WW. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by the Digital Group on Medium, and high-frequency rebroadcasts thanks to our dedicated operators. 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, 7.140 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, and 14.130 MHz by Dale, VK7JGD, 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT, and UHF CB Channel 24, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC, and as a trial on HF CB Channel 24, that's 11 metres, hosted by Stephen, VK7SME, both in the Hobart area. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on our repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 and HF CB24 in Southern VK7. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday, the 1st of September 2025 at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those who are listening on Sunday. This month features a repeat broadcast from February 2003. The first item takes a light-hearted look at the history of the expression Murphy's Law. The second item gives a more serious insight into the early history radio telephony procedure. The phonetic symbols were mainly geographic. Some of them are still heard today as alternatives to the recommended NATO symbols. And the third item comes from Stephen Phillips, VK3JY. Stephen relates how he became a radio amateur. This was sparked in the 1950s by talking to an American contact from the station of family friend VK1AU. The main feature, though, is contributed by Leslie Philpott, who shares reminiscences starting in England, then adventures in constructing radio equipment in rural Australia, some of dubious legality, to pursuing a military career, then working as an RI. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday local time over VK7RAA, VK7RHT statewide network. The broadcast date again is Monday, September the 1st. Callbacks will follow. Please call in if you're able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you miss the off-air broadcasts, you can listen to audio files on the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club website. 73 is from Peter, VK7PD. Now, the Myena Hamfest is back. And after a slight hiatus since 2018, the Myena Hamfest is returning on Saturday the 15th of November 2025. Join us at the Community Centre nestled in the beautiful Great Lakes of Central Tasmania from 10 a.m. in the morning to 4 p.m. in the afternoon. On the day, enjoy snags, burgers, hot dogs, tea, coffee and cordial. And yes, the bar opens at 3 p.m. Bring along anything you'd like to sell, browse operating amateur radio setups, and check out displays from organisations supporting the amateur radio community. Some suppliers are expected to attend too. Entry is just $5, and it's your chance to buy, sell, chat, and finally meet those you usually only talk to on air. Come for a feed, a natter, a fantastic day out in a stunning location. More details coming soon. Mark your calendars. That's 73s from Eric, VK7EV, and Dave VK7OB. Now, VK contest news. The RD contest. A huge thank you to all amateurs who operated and gave out contacts in the RD contest last weekend. It's time to put your logs in, as the deadline is the 31st of August 2025 at 0300 UTC, which is 1 p.m. today, Sunday the 31st of August 2025. Now, all contest logs must be submitted electronically in Cabrillo version 3 format using logging software, either via the VK log checker, and the links on the email edition of this broadcast, or if that's not possible, by emailing your callsign.log to rdlogs@wia.org.au, and the manager will acknowledge receipt and should verify submission on vklogchecker.com. And that information came from the WIA website, and that's 73s from Richard VK7ZBX. Now, a weekly wrap-up of those who brave the winter weather. A local operator asked after last week's broadcast, how can you activate a reference for multiple programs? This is a great question. And the answer is that it happens more often than you might think. It's not uncommon for operators to activate, wait for it, a SOTA, VKFF, and POTA reference, all from one outing. The first step is to choose a location that carries multiple references. Many parks overlap with WWFF and POTA, and some summits fall within national or state reserves and also qualify. Once you've arrived at your chosen destination, the important part is to set up in line with each program's rules, since requirements can vary slightly. For example, SOTA requires that all equipment is carried in by the activator, while POTA and VKFF have more flexibility. Logging requirements differ between programs, with each having its own minimum contact counts and submission rules. While separate logs are needed for each program, the process can be simple and efficient. One effective approach is to maintain a master log, which can then be adapted for the other programs with just a few small adjustments, such as updating the park or summit reference. Popular logging apps like Ham2K make this even easier, allowing you to generate three separate logs with just a couple of clicks. And with a little planning, a single trip can achieve multiple activations, making your time on air more rewarding. It's also a great way to attract more hunters and chasers who follow different programs. Next time you're looking for an activation site, check whether it qualifies for more than one award scheme. You might be surprised just how many opportunities are out there. There was just one activation in VK7 this week with Rodney VK7HAM, Peter VK7ZPE, and Al VK7AN heading out to Mount Arthur, northeast of Launceston near the town of Lilydale. And that's 73s from Matt VK7MAT. Now, QSL news. Inwards QSL Bureau, the current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau as at the 29th of August is in the email version of the broadcast. Inwards Bureau received another delivery of QSL cards on Thursday. Do you attend your local radio club? If so, please email Herman with your club mailing address, your name and call sign, and if you'd like any cards that arrive for you at your club. Email to WestyH, that's WESTYH at aussiemail.com.au. And that's 73s from Herman, the manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Now, statewide SSTV nights. Well, the net wasn't statewide due to VK7 RJG being off air, possibly due to low battery voltage. However, the net saw the following participants: VK7's TW and HHS sharing 30 photos. The highlights were a local sighting of the spirit of Tasmania 4, losing your phone in the 1980s, a child's book on how to play roughly, the readability of a teacher's handwriting, relaxing at a communications checkpoint at a recent endurance horse ride event, working FT8 at the checkpoint before the ride started, a tired, fat cat wanting to retire, Fortran, a computer language from the 1950s, and a board game from 1965, a plaque to Star Trek's Mr. Spock, public indiscretion, and finding the dumbest people at your workplace, R2-D2, the most vulgar character of all times, and a 73s from an injection that this won't hurt a bit. There was no SSTV International Gateway this week as VK7RJG was off air. All going well, Tony will connect the gateway next week between 6:30pm and 11:30pm. Note, Ken, VK7KRJs, and Steve, VK7OscarOscars, fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you miss the net, there are archives of these nights on Ken and Steve's websites or on the NTARC's website under blogs. And that's 73s from Andre, VK7ZAB. Now, news from the Northwest. VK7RAL off the air. Club repeater members attended the VK7RAL website last week, as since at least late April this year, the new link to VK7RAA had ceased to function. Unfortunately, it was disabled without our permission or notifying the club, who owned the repeater. Requests to reinstate the link have been ignored, so some of the repeater committee attended the site and removed the repeater to service it and install some other modifications before reinstating it. We apologise to those on the West Coast who haven't been able to converse to amateurs in the North and vice versa, but this was not of our doing. Once the repeater is reinstated, amateurs on the West Coast will be able to converse on the statewide link again. Regards, Andrew, VK7XR, Club President, NWTARC. Now you're listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30am till 12 midday, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, please contact Al, VK7AN, on 0417 354 410. Now, NTARC. A couple of Friday mornings ago, Justin, VK7TW, dropped into the NTARC club rooms for morning tea while passing through. But more on the passing through later. It was great to see Justin and catch up on all the happenings, but it was also great because he brought goodies with him. He had his recently assembled display board of a working telegraph station. From the days of the PMG, or the Postmaster General's Department, Justin had been busy restoring parts and combining a Morse key, line relay, and sounder onto an easily transported working display board for demonstration. He even had to remanufacture the sounder enclosure. It's not unlike a back shell found from behind outdoor stages for musicians, except it's a miniature version. It helps direct the incoming Morse code sound towards the operator. Overall, a beautifully presented piece of history. These particular antique parts made up the original telegraph backup emergency link from the GPO in Hobart to the original Hobart telephone exchange that was on the corner of Sandy Bay Road and Davy Street. It was part of communications backup system if everything else fell over. This display board was recently featured on a Reist DATV experimenter's night. The display looked great on TV, but it looks even better in the flesh. Or should I say, in this case, in the brass. If you're interested in old telegraphy equipment, watch the episode as Justin's guest, Dennis Bowden, takes you through an excellent backstory of its history. I mentioned that Justin was passing through the club rooms because this makes an excellent sequel, as he was on his way to assist at the equine endurance ride held at Santorina Park, that's Scottsdale, last weekend. After morning tea, the communications trailer also departed the club rooms and was delivered and set up in the main grounds on Friday morning. The portable 2-meter repeater and antenna, quickly located at a nearby farm shed on a section of a very well elevated land, and the afternoon saw the remainder of the crew arriving and soon departing again to familiarize themselves with the location of their checkpoints, followed by testing their voice communications back to ride base. No electronic tracking was employed, so everything relied on 2-meter voice communications. Justin and Roger were the only members to stay overnight and brave the cold. On the event day, ride base was manned by VK7's Andre, ZAB, Idris, ZIR, with field members being Ken, KKV, Justin, TW, Roger, ARN, and Stefan, ZSB, covering the 3 ride checkpoints. There were 80, 40, 20, and 5-kilometer individual events with 68 riders and horses entering. Now, this event had an amazing age range of participants from 6 to 94 years of age. The weather on Saturday was the exact opposite to that experienced during last month's event. We had a beautiful blue sky and gentle breeze throughout the day. Not one tent peg was ripped out or any vehicle awnings destroyed. Operationally, the day went smoothly without any horse or rider mishaps. Thanks to all for the assistance given. And now a new date to remember, Saturday the 20th of September at the Mowbray Hotel, 11:30 a.m. VK7HKN will be 70 on the 20th of September 2025. To help him celebrate, you're invited to have lunch with him on Saturday the 20th of September at the Mowbray Hotel. Lunch will be at your own expense. Please no presents, as your presence will be more than enough. And we are hoping to keep it quiet, so it will be a surprise for him. I hope that works. It is important that numbers are confirmed, so please contact Lynn, VK7FROG, either by telephone on 0408-549-634 or email norrislyn, that's norrislyn, at gmail.com by Sunday the 7th of September. Looking forward to seeing you there, and that's from Lynn, VK7FROG. Thanks, Lynn. This is certainly a special occasion, and I hope that many of us that know Kevin will try our hardest to be there for this great surprise. Lynn's telephone number, once again, 0408-549-634. NTARC Club Rooms will be opening up to watch the REAST How to Use Your Nano VNA presentation on Wednesday the 10th of September. Doors will be open by 7 p.m. with the live REAST YouTube channel online by 7:30 p.m. See you there. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Updates on the Mount Arthur VK7RAA repeaters unplanned outage can also be found on the NTARC website under notices. Now, upcoming events. On-air test and technical net session every Wednesday, test net and CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. and then a technical net follows on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 to about 8:30. And your host for the evening is Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Club Room Technical Night. The next session will be on Wednesday, the 3rd of September, commencing at the usual time of 6:30 at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. A special Club Room Night session, Wednesday, the 10th, which is the live stream of REAST How to Use Your Nano VNA. Doors open at 7 p.m. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms, times from 10 a.m. to noon. Finally, if you have any items of news, please contact the secretary at news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73s from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. News from the south, from REAST August presentation night, weather balloon chasing. There are hundreds of weather balloons and radio sondes launched every day around the world to help meteorological and aviation understand what's going on in our atmosphere. These balloons are the ones that use devices, and the balloon eventually bursts and the radio sonde comes back down to earth on a parachute. Now, last Wednesday night was presented presented by Steve, VK700, with support from Anders, VK7TCP, and Stephen, VK7SH. And it was all about chasing these weather balloon radio sons. Steve started with a historical overview and then took us on a journey including Project Horus and the wonderful online website called Sonahub, which takes the telemetry from the radio sons and visualize it. Steve then talked us through the software used to receive the RF signals in AutoRX and KA9Q software, which can be used on one SDR and running multiple receivers. Steve went through the hardware, software, and antennas in use, along with the chase car hardware and software, and he related his successes and failures in tracking and recovery, and then took questions. Rex VK7MO, who had an early job with the Bureau of Meteorology, brought along an early radio sonde he had a part in developing in the 1960s, and took the audience through its operation. Kim VK7 Kilo Bravo also worked for the Bureau and related his experience with radio sons. A huge thank you to Steve, Rex and Kim for the presentation and the information. Now, this is still available on the Reist YouTube channel, and that's 73 from Justin VK7TW. You're listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, WEGS. This week, Wednesday night, will be a Wednesday Experimenters Group night back in the studio, and we have an interesting program lined up. On a Wednesday night, people start arriving at the night around 6 p.m. The show in the DATV studio gets underway from 7:30, and it's streamed on YouTube. And there is always much discussion and serious cunning plan development and general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving in the club rooms. Now, please note, we're not currently broadcasting on DVB-T RF, but we'll see you there or on the stream. That's 73s from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers. September Forum Night. Everyone's got a Nano VNA in their shack, except Rex. Hi, hi. But are you really getting the most out of it? Join us for the Reist Forum Night on Wednesday, September the 10th, where we demystify this mighty little VNA, the Nano VNA. It's all about practical usage, so bring your questions, your VNA, and your curiosity, whether you're tuning antennas, measuring filters, checking feed lines, or just trying to figure out what goes on with all those squiggly lines. Now, this is your chance to get hands-on. There'll be live demonstrations, questions and answers, plenty of shared tips, and from fellow hams who've gone deep into their Nano VNAs. There are no PowerPoints. This is just pure practical knowledge. Kicking off at 7:30 at the Reist Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed live on the Reist YouTube channel. Don't miss it. Time to unlock the full potential of that pocket-sized powerhouse. 73 is from the Reist Committee. Now, September presentation night is how to use the RSGB EMR calculator. So join us for an insightful Reist presentation night on September the 24th, 2025, starting at 7:30 at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, as we explore the practical application of the RSGB electromagnetic radiation calculator. This powerful tool enables amateur radio operators to model common antennas in typical household backyards, providing essential calculations for power, antenna type, and spatial arrangement. The calculator generates exclusion zones and other important parameters to ensure that your setup complies with safety standards, particularly when operating high power systems. This presentation is especially relevant for those considering high power experimental licenses. Phil, VK2ASD from the WIA Education Committee, along with Justin, VK7TW, will guide you through the process of using the calculator. Whether you're a beginner or experienced operator, this session will help you understand how to apply the tool effectively. The event will be held in person at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, streamed live on the Reist YouTube channel, allowing all members to participate regardless of location. Don't miss out on this opportunity and ensure your amateur radio operations are both safe and compliant. That's 73s from the Reist Committee. Now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Sewing Circle Net Daily on 3.640 MHz commences at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. The statewide SSTV net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a minus 7 MHz offset, and in the South, VK7RAF, that's on 146.650 with a negative 600 kilohertz and a CTCSS tone of 141.3 to link the RAF north-south plus VK7AX International SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party follows the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q65-60 Bravo. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute and stations in the south on the even minute. Reest Wags, Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the club rooms at Queen's Domain. Reest Wags, Wednesday's experimenters group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month from around 6 p.m. in the club rooms, Queen's Domain, and also streamed. Reest 6 meter AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA WWFF group meetings Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC testnet and technet session every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. and then a technet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. And your host is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. The NTARC technical night session, Wednesday, 3rd of September from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC coffee mornings are every Friday in the Club Rooms, and the time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Group Net on 2 meters, VK7 RMD, and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX net is on 144.190 upper sideband. VK7 events, Reest, 10th of September. How to get the most from your Nano VNA from 7:30 in the QD club rooms and streaming. Reest, 24th of September. How to use the RSGB EMR calculator with Phil, VK2 ASD in the club rooms and streamed. VK7, 15th of November, the Myena Hamfest, Community Hall Myena from 10 a.m. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader VK7ZIR, repeaters, Reest, NTARC, and in the northwest to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 meters, VK7GS, 80 meters, VK7JGD, 40 meters, VK7DG, 20 meters, any takers, 10 meters, VK7ALH, and UHF CB24, VK7 FMAC, HF CB24, VK7 SME, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, the digital group. A huge thank you to all people and organizations that assisted with this broadcast. Now, this wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. Hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7 Whiskey India, or if you've just tuned in, you've missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, if it's not Tuesday night, then you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 and HF CB24 in the south. We encourage you to share your news stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to VK7ARnews@gmail.com. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 hours on the Friday before the Sunday Sunday broadcast. Now stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, wishing you 7 threes and good DX.